The following broadcast is brought to you by Sons of God International and Freedom Fellowship Church. Hello, and welcome to the prophetic voice of our time, where we focus on the voice of prophecy, which is the testimony of Jesus Christ. Our host, Christina Sasso, is a senior pastor at Freedom Fellowship Church. Let's hear what she has to say to the body of Christ.
God bless you for tuning in. Hello. This is Christina Sasso of Freedom Fellowship Church and Sons of God International, and you are listening to the prophetic voice of our time. Thank you for those who showed up in our fundraising events last week. We are so worn out. You know, you have to prepare for the preparation and then the actual 2 days. It was a little bit challenging for me. I told the team, at least we survived. We know and we demonstrated to the Lord that we are more than willing to do it. Because we know if you are willing and obedient, you eat the best of the land. So that fundraising event is one of those challenges that we really need to walk and overcome fatigue, busyness, etc. Yes, we are raising funds for a good cause. And at the same time, it is also a training ground for the youth and for everybody else, especially the youth, that whatever you do, you have to put your best and move forward. It may be hard work, but it can be enjoyable. And our young people, our younger generation must realize that it involves hard work. It involves your effort. And if they do that, and if they are willing and obedient and apply God's ways of doing things, what we have attained, us, their parents, they will attain it in a short period of time because of the revelation and because of the greatness of the season that we're in. So easy money, but it's God's way, and it's more than that. So thank you for those who participated. Thank you. We are going to hold another one next month. I'm not sure what date yet. Right now, I am focused on the prophetic conference next week. Have you registered yet? Do not wait to the last minute. There might not be a space for you. Seating is limited. Go to our website at www.sogmi.org. Again, it is www.sogmi.org and click events. You will be issued a ticket and you need to bring that with you. For those of you who registered, get excited. God is awesome and there will never be a dull moment with Jesus. You will fall in love with Him all over again. He is that good and you know it. And since this is the last week until Friday for the big event, if you already registered, I have your name. And if you're about ready to register, I will have your name. This is all I need. And as soon as I isolate myself, I will ask God about you. Only good stuff, okay? Only good stuff. So don't be concerned about anything else. Don't be concerned. Remember John chapter 1, starting with verse 45. It says, Philip found Nathanael and said to him, We have found him of whom Moses in the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. And Nathanael said to him, Can any good come out of Nazareth? Philip said to him, Come and see. Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him and said of him, Behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom is no deceit. Nathanael said to him, How do you know me? Jesus answered and said to him, Before Philip called you, when you were under the fig tree, I saw you. Nathanael answered and said to him, Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel. That is a really fast attitude adjustment, right? And if you notice, Jesus didn't say, I am really the Messiah, and I don't like the way you're telling. No good things will come out of Nazareth. I'm offended by it. Listen to those of you that have a prophetic gifting or are called in the office of a prophet. You should not be offended that easy, okay? and you pray for people on the negative things that are happening in their lives and talk to them. And so don't be afraid that I might expose you, because God doesn't operate that way, okay? It will be God's only choice as far as you're concerned when he call you out. And believe me, when I'm prophesying, you will know that you're getting rebuked or corrected. I might not. I might realize it because I'm focused on your destiny. Just like Jesus was focused on Nathanael's destiny and who he really is once he believed in Jesus Christ, that he will get transformed. That's what God is wanting to focus on. God is not interested about your past, and I'm not. I'm interested about today and your future, because it's a greater thing in the things of God. This is what prophecy is all about, okay? So get excited. These are the great times that we need to be excited, hopeful, and energized all the time, right? Because for one thing, on what God is doing, you need to be so, so excited. The greatness of the season that we're in. That is the theme of this prophetic conference. It is not, the bad things that are happening all around us, the bad things that is happening in the world. No, it's the greatness of the season we are in. This is the theme of this prophetic conference, and here's why. We are witnessing a political revival. For a lot of people out there, it's more like political upheavals in this country. But at the same time, the manifestation of the transfer of wealth, influence, and affluence in the body of Christ is happening. It is happening to those who have been faithful and are obedient and are continually applying God's ways of doing things here on earth. This is why you have been experiencing changes in your lives, whether they're good ones, whether they're bad ones. They're always result in greater things to come. Okay? I want you to hold on to that. Changes in your business, hopefully changes in your ministry. So changes, promotion and transformation. If you are experiencing something that you don't understand right now, or sensing something is about ready to pop, even negative things, count it all joy. It means that God is including you in this great move. Embrace the chains. Keep your hopes up. Be faithful and enjoy the process. That is a challenge for all of us. If you tell me that, it is easier said than done, we as Christians, what choice do we have? We have to evolve, because the church is going to emerge as a glorious church. Either we go against the grain, either we go against the tidal wave that is sweeping the world and get swept away, or just go with the flow. It is the Lord who's doing great things here on earth. For us Christians, that will be and that should be the only choice that we have in this matter. Do you really want to make your own decision and chart your own course instead of God's in this matter, in this present age? I don't think so. When God makes changes on the earth, they are drastic. They are supernatural. And that's where we're heading. Yes, of course, there are challenges on the flesh, because the flesh and the spirit that is in us are always at war. So forget about the flesh. The flesh is going to line up sooner. I don't want it to say later. Sooner. So there are new and great things. You will not understand that. You can analyze them, because you never experienced them before. You never received them before. And these are new understandings. So we need the Holy Spirit. Let us focus on what God is doing in you and through you. Let the world focus on the bad things that are happening in the world. But let us focus on the good things, because those good things are from God. And what he is about to do on the face of the earth, he is going to reveal it to us first. Okay? God will not do anything on the face of the earth without revealing them first to his servants, the prophets. That's in Amos, right? Okay. So now the prophetic mantle of Sons of God International and the apostolic mantle We are going to share them with you on what God is saying to the church and to the nations in our present age. So get excited, okay? Don't be nervous about it. And I got your name. And if you're nervous that you might be exposed, that is not God's business. That is not my business. And read John chapter 1, verse 40 all the way so that you'll understand it on how God saw Nathanael in spite of everything else, because he was snooty. He was prejudiced. No good things will come out of Nazareth. And here comes Jesus. So he had a real fast attitude adjustment, okay? Holy Spirit is involved, so don't worry about it, but get excited. Why? The kingdom of God is not a manner of eating nor drinking, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit has to be involved right now. So let him have his way, not your way, okay? So if the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, let me ask you this. Do we Christians backslide because we always try to figure out where to go and eat after the service on Sundays? Our excuse at Freedom Fellowship Church is we already ate spiritual food, so now we have to feed the body also, the temple of the Holy Spirit. What shall we eat? But no, as long as we focus on God, right? So let us focus on what God is saying to the church right now. You will be so excited. And if you are one of those negative people, the doom and gloom kind of guy, don't worry about it. You show up because I have a deliverance ministry. If that didn't work and you continue to spout on the negative things, I will lay hands on you in a special, powerful way. Okay? It's a different kind of laying of hands. Because why? Get excited. Exodus 18, verse 9. It says, Jethro was delighted to hear about all the good things the Lord has done for Israel in rescuing them from the hand of the Egyptians. Numbers 10:32. I like this because I have an expanded Christina's version on this, okay? Numbers 10:32. It says, if you come with us, we will share with you whatever good things the Lord gives us. My expanded version, Numbers 10:32. If you attend this prophetic conference, we will share all the good things the Lord is giving us. We will go on to share you. We're going to share the instruction, and we will contaminate you with our excitement and our hope because our focus is on Christ Jesus. So believe, receive, obey. Follow instruction from the Lord to the letter, and afterwards you'll be overjoyed and you'll say or quote the scripture to the Lord in 2 Samuel 7:28. You will quote this to the Lord. It says, oh, sovereign Lord, you are God. Your words are trustworthy and you have promised these good things to your servant. See? He's going to promise you good stuff because he already saw you on the plan of God and who you are in Christ Jesus. And you're going to sing Psalm 103 verses 2 through 5. It says, praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases. Who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion. Who satisfies your desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. So we're all concerned and we're spending a lot of money on anti-aging, including myself, right? But Psalm 103 verse 5, it says, who satisfies your desires with good things. And when that happened, what is the purpose of God? Why does God want to bless you? So that your youth is renewed like the eagles. He created and he invented and he started the anti-aging. So this is the formula for you. Psalm 103 verse 5. That's why you need to attend this conference, but you have to hurry and register because seating is really limited. Okay? I'm serious about that. Need to focus on good things. Talk about them, praise God for them, and stay hopeful, excited, and remain faithful. Speak his heart and his will, his words only. Proverbs 13, verse 2. From the fruit of his lips, a man enjoys good things, but the unfaithful have a craving for violence. We're seeing that now. But from our mouth, we can enjoy good things if we speak his heart and his will. Okay? In Luke chapter 6, verse 45, it says, "The good man brings good things out of the good stored up in his heart, and the evil man brings evil things out of the evil stored up in his heart. For out of the overflow of his heart, his mouth speaks." This is also in Matthew 12:35. In 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8, it says, "God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work." It is the purpose and the plan and the heart of God that we will be blessed, that He will be able, that you will let Him bless you in everything, all the works of your hand, so that you can share Him to others. This is what 2 Corinthians 9, 8 is all about. "And God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work." That is His purpose. We always benefit on all the instructions. We also benefit and matured in the discipline of the Lord, right? Because His motivation is always love. So this upcoming conference is one of the ways, if not the best way, to let you know of the good news that we're getting from God. Sometimes we do not understand what is going on in our lives or even what we sense in the Spirit. This is why we need the fellowship of the saints. We need to come together. It does not work when you want to hear from God at your convenience. Jesus says that the kingdom of God is forcefully advancing and the violent take it by force. That is in Luke chapter 16, verse 16. So you have to really make the effort, okay? God doesn't want me catering to people. So if He doesn't want me to do it, not unless He tells me I'm not doing it, okay? No matter how special you are. In Luke chapter 16, verse 16, it says, "The law and the prophets were proclaimed until John. Since that time, the good news of the kingdom," it's always good news concerning the kingdom of God, "the good news of the kingdom is being preached and everyone is forcing his way into it." So always remember, it's always good news when it comes to the kingdom of God and how it is preached. The kingdom of God has come to us once we got born again, and the kingdom of God is within us, which is the Holy Spirit teaching and leading us. We cannot get into the kingdom of God other than the Holy Spirit way, because the Holy Spirit will continue to reveal Jesus to us, and He will tell us of things to come. He will also teach us His ways of doing things in the kingdom of our God. It is not how smart we are if we are faithful, okay? So I do not accept any private or personal ministry, not unless you really cannot make it. And even that's the case, not unless God tells me I don't want to do it, okay? Because it is not God's way. Because all the time, some people will call and said, "I'm sorry, I missed the conference, but can we have dinner? I'll buy you dinner." And said, like, "No, I can cook my own dinner, or I can pay for my own dinner." Because they want me to spend time listening to God and to them, prophesy to them and share them everything because they were so busy to attend the conference. What about those who got in line, who registered, who prayed for this conference, who spent time, money, and effort to come to the conference? They are more special, and they will be so blessed because they took the time to hear what God is saying. It means to say that they're interested and they're putting God first. The things that we can do, God will not do it for us, no matter how anointed we think we are. I get those everywhere. Even I go overseas. But you know what? Even after cancer victims were healed, the blind see, people got born again, no matter how anointed I am, when I get home, I can prophesy with all my heart, with my soul, with all my strength to those dirty dishes in the sink. They refuse to obey me, even though I am so anointed because I just got out from a very anointed conference. Because why? Because I can do them. I can do them. I can wash dishes. Or I always have a telling ministry. I will ask or tell my children to do it if they're not too tired. Are you getting this? So there are special instances that God sends me to the rich and the powerful people, or even to the poorest amongst his people. I don't mind as long as it is the Lord who is sending me, because he never play favorites. I never forget when God sent me and Divina to one of the most dangerous places in the world, especially in those times. It is a few weeks before the election, and there were two Muslim political rival, powerful families who tried to destroy each other. And in that election, one of the clans murdered about 80 people, women, children, and some journalists who happened to be traveling with them. And some were buried alive. They even used government equipment to bulldoze the bodies. Some, they're still in the cars, and buried them. That particular city shut down because they expected the other family were going to fight back. So the city shut down for almost 2 weeks, and no buying and selling. Even banks were closed. The pastors and Christians in the area were crying out for help, for somebody to pray for them, or even to train them on how to operate in the gifts so that they can defend themselves and they can engage effectively in spiritual warfare. And no one dared to go from the Philippines. No one dared to go. For one thing, not only it's dangerous, most of the people there are poor. They will not give any offering except fruits and their love and their affection for you. So God sent me and Divina from Texas. What a privilege, right, for Texas? So he sent us there and gave a specific instruction. And some of the pastors that are a member of this team in the Philippines were brave enough to go with us. They were willing to risk their lives. A few hours after Divina and I landed in Manila, and the shopping center in that city was bombed by terrorists. So I looked at Divina and said, "Divina, Satan thought that you're going shopping there." And we laughed about it. We had to go through, when we were there, we had to go through at least 3 checkpoints to go to the town where we held the pastor's conference. It was hot and muggy, and they had power outages every 30 minutes. The structure was made of cinder blocks and metal roof with no ceiling in between and no windows by the podium. It was so hot. But the pastors there and the young people, they were so hungry. And I was told that revival broke out amongst the youth after we're gone. On the second day of the conference, it rained so hard and our shoes or sandals were full of mud, and we did not want to step on the vehicles they provided because they were so clean. I found a small puddle of water and washed my feet and shoes, but Divina was not able to. One of the pastors scooped water using his hand and started cleaning Divina's feet and sandals with his bare hands. It was so humbling and overwhelming. What love. When I told the pastors that God sends me and Divina to them to specifically answer the prayer and to equip them, some of the pastors broke down in tears. Why? They were surrounded by their enemies. Some of their houses got burned. Some of the members of their congregations got killed. They are being persecuted in a predominantly Muslim people with those extreme. I said, like a lot of the Muslims in the Philippines, they're not extreme. But they were some. But they're getting attacked on all fronts. But God heard their prayer, and God loved on them, and he gave them exact prophetic words, encouragement, and instruction, and revealed their future, and they cannot help themselves. Some of them broke in tears, but they believed. And so there's a revival. And it's still going on. This is what this prophetic conference is all about. To share with you the good news of the gospel and the thus saith the Lord for our country, for our great state, and for you individually. God has the answer to whatever situation that you're in, and because he is the answer to whatever you're dealing with. But you have to take it. You have to do everything in your power to do your part. What can you do? You do. What can you give? You give. What you can offer, offer to him and fulfill them. This is how easy it is. So don't forget, I'm running out of time. As it is, don't forget, sign up, register, www.sogmi.org and click events. God bless you for tuning in. Until next time.
Thank you for listening. We all hope you were blessed by this message today. If you were, let us hear from you. If you wish to contact us or sow a seed, our phone number is 210-396-7891. And for Saturday's program, call us at 210-695-1630. Send all emails to sonsofgod@satx.rr.com and all letters to P.O. Box 1579, Lotus, Texas 78023. For more info, including service times and upcoming events, find us at www.sogmi.org. That's www.sogmi.org.